audio performance is copyright 2012 by Dr. Gwendolyn Huxford and may not be retransmitted or rebroadcast in any format not previously and specifically authorized by the creator.
All right. Last but not least, we have the pill. I hate pills. I will spend an hour of my time vanquishing the pills in my life with the use of a razor blade. Don't try this at home unless you're really good at it. You can't actually hurt your clothes, but that's the way I get everything off. I just take a disposable razor, sit down with a shirt I like that's getting pills on it, spread it tightly over my hand, okay, watching TV or whatever, and I just gently shave it and shave it and shave it and shave it until I get the, you have to stop before you cut the item, okay, but to shave those pills right off. It's the cutest style. I'm not going to throw it out. I'll never find another one like it, but it pilled, and I am not happy with that company, okay? I'm not going to name them now because it's happened to plenty of companies. Pills are those little tiny balls of fiber. All right. We're actually going to talk about them at further length in the class, and I will explain how they happen, how you can predict. All right. So that if you said, I am having the worst trouble with pilling, I could actually tell you what fiber your item is made out of. Okay. So the pills are the little balls, abrasion, and a little bit of moisture. Okay. Which is why they happen in those inconvenient spots, okay, where we don't really want them. All right, a little bit of rubbing, okay, next thing you know, oh, okay, so pilling is bad. I hate it. All right, I'm so sorry. Oh, there's one more, color fastness. Now, we use the word fast, it's sort of like tenacity, you know? If we were, did anybody see Master and Commander, that movie with Russell Crowe? Okay, I love those books. The books that they were written from are even better than the movie if you read books. All right, there was an old dude on there. He had tattoos on his fingers. They said, hold, H-O-L-D, F-A-S-T on the other side. Why? Because, you know, if you're a sailor, you're sailing one of those old-fashioned ships, okay, the wind starts blowing, you're up there, you have to put your hands around that rope or whatever it is, and you have to hang on no matter what happens, okay, even, oh, so sad in the movie, the guy we really liked, the one played by the Hobbit, okay, what's his name? Okay, and he's, yes, and he's hanging on to his, and then the captain has to, okay, but... All right? Well, because, you know, and then he drowns. But I gave it away. But anyways, so color fastness means the color hangs on to the fabric, okay? The dye got in there and it gripped it, and it never let go, no matter what kind of tempest your washing machine created for it, okay? So color fastness is an important property. All right, real quick list. I don't have a lot of exciting examples. These are all just exciting on their own. Environmental resistance. The property important in certain cases, all right? One would be resistance to chemicals. Believe it or not, when you go to do your laundry, the first thing you do is add chemicals, right? Bleach is a chemical. Detergent is a chemical. I add borax to some of my laundry because the water here in San Marcos is super hard. I have to wash at the laundromat right now because I don't have a washing machine yet. And the water is not softened, and all my whites are getting dingy. Borax helps with that. It doesn't totally solve it, but it softens the water in the tub. It's a chemical, okay? So if you can't add chemicals to the textiles, all right, it might as well just be a bridesmaid's dress, something people are only going to wear once. I'm giving you some examples. Citrus juice would be an acid, okay? Or obviously hydrochloric acid, for those of you who just drop acid. pH of less than 7, all right? An alkali, anything with a pH of more than 7, okay? pH neutralized shampoo, we've all seen that, right? It's because we know that we really don't want to have anything that's acid or alkali on our hair, okay? Especially alkalis. Detergents and sodium hydroxide. Don't put Durano on your hair, okay? UV radiation. I'll talk about this later. We'll get down and dirty about skin cancer, okay? But your textiles are your A number one protection against radiation. So that's why I recommend wearing clothes. All right. Whether, I had a little neighbor boy that was clothing optional growing up, and he'd come to the door and be like, Eli, Mom says we can't play with you if you're not wearing clothes. mountains above Boulder, it was the least bad thing happening. All right, weather obviously would include UV radiation as part of sunlight, but it would also include other things that might be going on if you were making products for sailors or, I don't know, car covers or something like that, awnings for houses, okay? Interior design majors often have to think about weather resistance for outdoor textiles. Biological resistance. Yeah, we'll talk about films later, and we'll really discuss, you know, what you want to wear if you get invited to Chernobyl or, you know, that movie. What's the movie? Well, there's plenty now. Zombies, Doom? No. Name any movie with biological problem. Yeah, something like that, okay? You know what I'm saying? You want, like, a special outfit to keep you from getting the disease that'll make you eat your friends. All right. And flame resistance. I'm also pretty serious about this one, so we'll discuss this a bit later on, all right? And flame resistance, textile majors, it's important for you to know, fashion majors. The law requires that you test every product you sell for flammability. So you have to know about this one, because if you don't, you'll get sued, and the government will be issue a huge penalty. All right, heat resistance, this actually, yeah, like the desert, but it's more about ironing, okay? It's not so much about environment. Well, the space shuttle, we worry about that, right? Those textiles that they wrap the space shuttle in goes up there, the foam falls off, right? We want to make sure it's heat resistant before it dents the shuttle and everybody dies, okay? So heat resistance can be important for certain applications. All right.